Staff at Fairfax newspapers are on strike this morning, protesting about the company's plans to outsource more than 60 sub-editing jobs. Fairfax announced that sub-editing work for the Newcastle Herald and the Illawarra Mercury will now be done in New Zealand. Liz Hobday has the latest.
Senior writer Tom Hyland says Fairfax staff felt they had no choice but to go on strike.
Because of the extraordinary decision of our employers to effectively sack 60 people, and not because there's no work for them to do, but because they found that it's cheaper to do it in a foreign country. And this company had consistently promised that there would be consultations and negotiations in good faith. And then a week after those promises being made, they pull this stunt. It's a dirty trick.
There were about 50 people at the picket line outside the Age offices in Melbourne this morning, and staff were also on strike at the Australian Financial Review, the Sydney Morning Herald, the Sun Herald, the Newcastle Herald, and the Illawarra Mercury. Several of these papers saw cuts to sub-editing jobs last year. This time around, 66 sub-editing jobs at the Illawarra Mercury and the Newcastle Herald will go. And Tom Hyland says the readers of these papers will notice the difference.
Editors are an essential part of a journalistic process. They are the first gate for the readers. They understand where suburbs are, they understand who the Lord Mayor is, they understand the locale. Somebody in a foreign country, I'm not being xenophobic here, but somebody in a foreign country doesn't understand.
In Newcastle, the Lord Mayor John Tate agrees.
I'm one of those people that get up religiously every morning and pick it up and read it, and it's going to feel less like our paper now than what it has done. And that's pretty sad and pretty annoying. I think that we're a very strong community, great community spirit, and part of that community spirit is recorded on the pages of our paper, our Newcastle Herald. And it's going to be less of ours and more of something else.
With about 40 jobs being cut at the Newcastle Herald, the changes will also have some impact on the local economy. Gary Kennedy is the secretary of the Newcastle Trades Hall Council.
150 years being produced in Newcastle for the hunter. An efficient organisation that makes a profit. And here we have big multinational corporation driving down costs unnecessarily and offshoring the work of 41 of our local workers, qualified, well-paid workers.
He says readers should boycott the paper.
If this is no longer a product of the hunter, if this is going to be produced and edited overseas, we exercise our democratic rights as consumers not to buy this product, and we'll be strongly pushing that point.
The editorial director of Fairfax Metro, Gary Linnell, has defended the cuts. He says Fairfax has to change.
Because the media world is changing. It's been changing rapidly for the last 10 years, and we've been talking about this for a long time, and we've made it clear that the structure of our business needs to change and meet the needs of our audience.
Fairfax management has been in mediation with the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance this morning. Louise Connor from the MEAA was in the meeting and has called on the company to be more open with staff.
We want the company to talk to their own staff, listen to their ideas, about what sort of changes they should be making. Our people are clever people. We're ready to make change and face the future, but we won't accept changes that actually cut the heart and soul out of the papers.
That's the Victorian Secretary of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, Louise Connor, ending that report from Liz Hobday in Melbourne.